Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mullion Haw on 670 The Score.
What are you most looking forward to this weekend in sports? Are you already clearing time for Cade Horton, the NBA, the NHL, a potential winnable series for the White Sox? What will drive your weekend watch?
Well, I'm going to be at the Sox game tonight.
Bragger.
I'm telling you that you asked. That's the question.
You're working there.
Oh,
you're not staying.
Okay. I'm going to the Sox game tonight. Fact or fiction?
Oh,
fact.
I thought you were flashing your card again and getting in.
That really bugs Dustin.
No, but I love it. I
will
just
be wearing a cardigan.
Yeah, we're doing the shows from Wright Field tonight. Looking forward to that. CHSN.
How many innings?
That's a good question because I usually stay for a couple, but I don't know that I'll stay for the whole thing. But I hope the Sox win the series. I'm just skeptical that they will. I am all about the NHL playoffs. I cannot not watch. Every night is so much fun that I can't go to bed on time. It's bugging me, but I love it because, like last night, I saw the Oilers coming back, and I didn't see the overtime. But anyway, I watched some NHL playoffs. But this weekend is, from a sports perspective, I think Cade Horton that's a big start. I can talk about how ready he is for the moment. We can talk about what it means to the Cubs short term and long term. But I do think it's significant, potentially significant, because I know we're going to come in here Monday morning, and if he goes six scoreless, I'm going to be over my skis. And I'm going to feel like I'm going to be debating, and I'm going to submit a question. If he does that, will Cade Horton pitch game one or two of the National League playoffs? Is he a game one or two starter? That's the one I'm looking forward to the most. The NBA playoffs have delivered. The NHL, as I said, is great. But I definitely think that the Cubs and Cade Horton and their ability to win two out of three in New York is what I'm looking forward to.
I've got an extremely packed weekend. First of all, congratulations to the seniors at York. Today's their last day, so onward and upward to them. I will have the DVR fired up as soon as I get home today. I am pre-setting it because I don't want to forget. Also, thank goodness for the Odyssey app, because I will have Pat, Ron, and Zach in my pocket, because also the DeForest Dancers have a big competition in Schaumburg, so I will be in Schaumburg all weekend. And what else is this weekend? Mother's Day.
That's
so
right.
You got to take care of all the moms in your lives, so let me be the first to say thank you and happy Mother's Day to all of you. So my attention, David, along with yours, is on Cade Horton. It's a huge start, so I'll have the DVR fired up. I'll have Pat, Ron, and Zach in my pocket with the Odyssey app. Thank you very much.
Yeah, there are a lot of things I want to see, but I would say you know, I'm a big man for a ginger debut, and Cade Horton making his debut in New York, start spreading the word.
Does he have red hair?
Did we not look at him?
Yeah, I think he does.
He's a Cubs prospect, right? Don't they all? They have this kind of like group effort to be like Zach.
They do.
No, that's the one I'm looking forward to
most.
Yes. I'm looking forward to Cade Horton more than anything else. This weekend, I will be choosing and picking, and I will be watching a lot of sports. But as Dustin tells us, there are a lot of people with big events going on over the weekend. So congratulations to all the graduates, especially to Delaney for accomplishing what she's done in her high school career. And yes, the mothers, for God's sake, make a reservation and take your wife out to brunch. Isn't that what we all must do? And our girls are coming. I think my son is not going to make it back from school.
Yeah, a lot of people giving thanks for on this Sunday. Great mothers.
No and question.
The Pope.
And the Pope. I like the Pope.
Everybody likes the Pope.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
The Pope.
What a great day for the city of Chicago. Yeah, I was born in Chicago. It is thrilling. And a couple of things. Pope Leo the 14th was born on the south side of Chicago. If Lindsay's reporting is true, and I trust it is, he is a Cubs fan on the south side. That tells you one thing. He's tough. Because it is not easy to be a Cubs fan on the south side of Chicago.
Clear up the thing about the Cubs and White Sox.
Yeah, he was never, ever a Cubs fan, so I don't know where that came from. He was always a Sox fan. Our mother was a Cubs fan. I don't know, maybe that clued in there. And our dad was a Cardinals fan, so I don't know where that all came from. And all the aunts, our mom's family was from North Side, so that's why they were Cubs fans.
But he rooted for the White Sox.
That's right. But where it came from, I don't know, because he would have been the only one.
When we're in the stands, we make those rafters ring. All through the season, you will hear us sing.
Let's all go, go White Sox.
Chicago's proud of you.
Something that's your favorite church hymn.
Mully and Haw on the Score. That was yesterday's big news. Not that an American had been elected to the papacy, Pope Leo XIV, the first ever American pope,
but
a Chicagoan, a Southsider,
yeah.
Oh, and he's tough because he likes the Cubs. I don't think that necessarily follows if you grow up on the South Side.
Not when he's a Sox fan. His brother cleared that up to WGN.
His brother said, I don't know where that got
The original report was on ABC Network News.
Yeah.
And so it was quickly corrected locally by a reporter who talked to the brother. And good for WGN for clearing things up, because that was a question all day. And that was one of the first things people in Chicago, sports fans in Chicago, wondered.
And later in the day, the Chicago Sun-Times got a photo of the future Pope at the 2005 World Series.
Yes.
And he's dressed in black.
Yes, he's dressed in black.
As priests do.
Good guys wear black.
But he was wearing Sox
gear.
Yes,
he was Sox gear. And let's face it, okay,
so
that was in 2005. But in 2025, we can all agree that the Sox kind of need the Pope more than the Cubs.
Oh, the Sox.
They need the prayers.
Honestly, I'm not even sure the Pope can help.
I'm not even sure.
I mean, I'm just being honest.
That's a big job.
That is a really, difficult situation.
A challenge.
But that's a little shot in the arm. That's a little, you know.
No doubt about it. It's
Southside
fun.
Guy grew up as a Sox fan.
Yeah, it's fun
not
to
a
see.
Shocker.
Because of this little, we're having fun because of the sports link to it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sports and religion are more intertwined than we maybe care to realize sometimes.
What do we have are we going to play the apology from ABC News?
I'm not sure they did apologize. I'm not sure they did correct.
Is there an apology?
No.
Dustin, where's the apology?
I'm not sure the Cubs have even taken that off their Twitter feed yet.
The Cubs still believe
they put it on the marquee. They maybe are still hopeful.
On the network?
No.
Oh.
Maybe not. I'm not sure if they put it on the network.
But that's really good news. Yeah, the new Pope is a fan of your sports franchise. Come throw out the first pitch. Let's go have a party. Come on.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Set him a jersey, establish a link.
Yes.
Communicate, have a relationship, build a relationship. Maybe there already is one we're unaware of, but you know what? I would not hold my breath on that one, the first pitch thing. I wouldn't. I think it's fun to consider what he would do if he were to come to Chicago and have time for a sporting event. But he is the Pope.
I know.
He is the Pope, Mully.
Yes.
Yes. So I don't know that he's got a lot of...
I mean, if you believe...
If
you're a Catholic as I am, then you believe he's going to make the right call no matter what.
Yes, I know.
Whether he throws it out or
he doesn't. You have the faith. It is...
Infallible is the word, I believe.
It's the infallibility of the Pope is a thing.
But that's about matters of religious connotation.
But
I don't know that it includes sports fandom.
You can't bring something up and then mansplain infallibility to me.
I wrestle with it.
You wrestle with it.
Yeah. You know, I believe it was the theologian Lord Acton who once said of the papacy, power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
That's a good poll.
That was about
a good memory.
The papacy.
It definitely was about the papacy. Yes, you remember
but
that.
This is different.
But it's not going to corrupt Southside Bob.
No.
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 Or Pope Leo.
No, Pope Leo, Southside Bob. I love this.
Sorry.
I love this. No, it's the funniest darn thing. I nearly said a bad word.
Don't say a bad word.
I never would cuss.
You're cleaning
with
up your language now, aren't you?
You know. I'm on my best behavior.
You are on your best behavior. I'm impressed.
Yes.
This was a historic day. This was a huge day for the city of Chicago.
This is
a sports talk station. We're going to get to Cade Horton. We're going to get to Baird's minicamp. We're going to get to all of those things. But it is fun to discuss and to look at how big of a deal this was yesterday.
It was a really big deal. And, I think for anybody from Chicago, you can feel a connection, right? Because you grew up in the same place that the Pope did. It's pretty awesome.
If you've ever had Aurelio's pizza.
That's right.
Aurelio's pizza. It is the sauce.
That's it.
It's the sauce.
There you go. No.
Because he was there last summer visiting.
Last summer, they got a photo of him at the original spot with the whole crew.
Great story in the Tribune. Like, there are going to be great stories in the Sun-Times, I'm sure. But a great story about his visit here last summer, his background, how everybody knew that this was a man of integrity when he was playing church in the streets.
Mount Carmel man Brandon wants us to break.
Oh!
He doesn't want to. No more Pope talk.
No more Pope talk.
Talk sports.
Talk more hockey.
You don't know the Pope. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.